In the second general audience of the new year, the Holy Father returned to his series of lessons on the great female figures of the life of the Church, focusing this week on Saint Catherine of Genoa. A 15th century Italian saint, Catherine was best known for her vision of purgatory. She married at an early age and some 10 years later had a powerful experience of conversion.
Jesus, carrying his cross, appeared to her, revealing both her own sinfulness and God's immense love.
The Pope described her as a woman of great humility, who combined constant prayer and mystical union with a life of charitable service to those in need, above all in her work as the director of the largest hospital in the Italian port city of Genoa.
Catherine's writings on purgatory contain no specific revelations, but convey her understanding of purgatory as an interior fire purifying the soul in preparation for full communion with God. Conscious of God's infinite love and justice, the soul is pained by its inadequate response, even as the divine love purifies it from the remnants of sin. To describe this purifying power of God's love, Catherine uses the image of a golden chain which draws the soul to abandon itself to the divine will.
By her teaching and her life, concluded Pope Benedict, Saint Catherine of Genoa reminds us of the importance of prayer for the faithful departed, and she invites us to devote ourselves more fully to prayer and to works of practical charity.
Upon all things, speaking pilgrims and visitors, especially those from Finland, Malta, China, Indonesia, and the United States of America, I accord in what God's blessings of joy and peace.
I'm Emma McCarthy.